What are the chances of another severe drought in 2013? Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Nebraska State climatologist Al Dutcher says the chances of a widespread drought as severe as the one seen in 2012, reoccurring in 2013, are pretty slim. Dutcher pegs the chance of that happening at around 5%.
From a statistical standpoint, there's about a 5% probability that any given year we'll see the type of results that we've seen this year in the state of Nebraska. So from a pure perspective in terms of statistics, another 5% chance next year for an event to occur back-to-back, probably around 2.5%. So my feeling is we aren't going to see nearly the same situation develop this year, but because the drought was so intense this year, it's not going to take as much dryness this following 12-month period, this next 12-month period, in relation to the previous 12-month period to do as much damage. And the reason I'm coming from this is that because the dormancy breaks so early in the year, we've seen a pretty significant uptick in water use by native vegetation that really put a lot of stress on the atmosphere as we've moved into the growing season, and it just continued to build upon itself. And we are seeing at least a semblance of a return to moisture patterns that are more conducive, at least in the central and eastern corn belt, to production next year. We're not seeing the response here yet in Nebraska outside of the extreme southeastern corner, but I'm looking at it from a perspective of, are we starting to see patterns that would at least allow us to have precipitation chances? And in that retrospect, we're in much better shape right now than we were at the same time last year. We are seeing a semblance of systems moving across the country. They're not dropping the precip we want to see here in the Central Plains. But in the same token, we are seeing areas immediately to the south of Nebraska starting to show a positive bias toward above normal precipitation, in the hopes that the patterns will continue into the foreseeable future.
Your percentages, I guess, are going to make people feel a little better about next year. We've heard other people say, you know, this, of course, you never know, this could be a multi-year type thing, but you're saying that's not likely.
Well, I wouldn't say it's not likely. I'm just saying from a pure statistical standpoint, what we've seen this year, expecting a complete replication of that next year, is probably not in the cards based on pure statistics, with less than a 5% chance of any individual year having the type of conditions. The intensity of this drought covering as broad of an area as it did this year doesn't occur very often. I mean, we're talking about a 1 in 25 to a 1 in 50 year event. Where I do see some significant improvements is the central and eastern corn belt. And the likelihood is, as we move into the spring period, most of these areas are not going to have much of, if at all, any drought signal. And I would expect that with a normal precipitation, we're going to see at least normal to above normal corn and soybean yields coming out of the central and eastern corn belt. So the northern and western corn belt will be the areas that we need to concentrate on for continuation of problems.
Nebraska State climatologist Al Dutcher, that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.